In this catch-up,
who will play on our world-famous rooftop and the new space race?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
World-famous rooftop announcement to come.
We did just have a little bit of a giggle, though.
Yes.
About it potentially being shared.
Oh my God.
For me, I couldn't have possibly anticipated how much of a response this got, though. Like, our flood lines just broke. Oh, sorry, our phone lines just broke.
The flood lines broke as well.
Everything's just broken. The rain started coming down. God. It was all hectic.
It sounds like you two are broke.
Here we are. Got Stacey here from Harrisdale. Hey, Stacey.
How are you going?
I'm good, Stace. Thanks. Now, Stace, you got bloody pumped when we said that
share. Oh, my God. I would just absolutely anything.
Wow.
All my high school breakups.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure, a sure world famous rooftop. Where can you see it happening, Stace? Talk me through it.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't even. Right now, I just can't even. I'm needing to go into work, but I just can't even go in there. I'm just excited.
Can you just give me an idea? Again, I know you're very rattled right now, but can you just give one example of something you would do to witness an intimate gig with Cher on a rooftop in Perth?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I do not have the best Cher figure, but I would totally put one of her outfits on.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty sexy.
There's so many other people that have called for this.
I mean, a few little love rolls going on. But
yeah, everyone loves the muffin top and the love rolls.
Thanks for the call, Stace. I mean, gee whiz, if we had... I mean, I know who our world-famous rooftop guest is.
Yes.
And they are phenomenal.
Yes.
But if Cher opened for that person...
Is this a bit of a leave it with us, guys? Like,
Come on, guys. You cannot make promises you can't keep.
No, I don't know if the producers have Cher's number.
No. She's, like you said, she's working in Las Vegas these days.
She's got a Vegas residency, so we'd need to probably pay the money that they would lose if she didn't perform for a couple of nights.
That would be a lot. But we could always go.
We're a commercial radio station, guys.
Why can we get Pudge over?
We could always go to Vegas with a bunch of people, take them to a Cher show, and then try and win.
No, bugger that. We're bringing someone over here. We're doing a world famous rooftop. There's a bunch of people going. I reckon Cher to open for our world famous rooftop act,
mate.
Like doors open at 8. Cher's on at 8:15. Plays her 4 hit songs 4 or 5 times in a row.
Yep, beautiful.
And then. Straight after it, we get into the main act.
William, I am picking up what you are putting down, my friend.
What do you reckon?
Are you part of this? I love Cher so much, and I loved her in the movie Mermaids and her voice and all her songs love. But you can't make promises that you can't keep.
All right, we'll 1060. Let's take some more calls on this.
How bad do we want Cher?
If you're serious, Perth, about getting Cher here, we need a little bit of involvement here.
Yeah.
1060. Do you want to see Cher open for our world famous rooftop in a couple of weeks?
And if you can add more to provide some more intel for us as well. Like, I'm talking to you, Justin from Qatar Airways. If you can sort us out with a couple of flights to Vegas, I'm talking leaving at 10 a.m. this morning. You've got me. I think I need a face to face with Cher.
We're going to Vegas.
We're taking the show to Vegas.
You can't tell everyone that we're doing this.
1060. Who wants to come?
Who wants Cher here for the world famous rooftop? Let's get serious.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
A big announcement later in the show regarding our world famous rooftop. Producer Jack has confirmed that's going to happen. But look, we just had a little bit of a gag before that it would be pretty awesome if it was Cher.
Oh, my God.
Turns out...
It would be amazing if it was
Cher. A lot of you guys think that this would also be pretty cool. And I mean, look, we have locked in our world-famous rooftop artists. They are going to be coming in. I'm so excited to tell you who that is. However, Woody, if Cher were to open for this person. I mean, picture Cher. I don't know where the world famous rooftop will be. Oh, it's going to be down in B-Shed in Freo, actually.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
But imagine her arriving on a boat to B-Shed.
Oh, riding the cannon, because she did that music video where she's straddling a cannon and performing for the Navy.
And we could
recreate it.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, this is just getting better and better.
Would she wear her like leathers, or would she wear kind of like a little army outfit?
And the spandex. It's the big leotard with the fishnet stockings. Yes. It's an outstanding outfit. And the whole crowd would be wearing that.
The rooftop itself will be absolutely elite. And if we just tacked her on, 131060, we can only make this happen if you guys think it's worth doing.
Penny from Joondalup, how are you?
Hey, Penny.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you reckon about
Cher? I reckon we should get her, for sure.
It's like that easy, isn't it? Click of the fingers, we'll get Cher.
Yeah, well, isn't that how most things happen?
I agree. We're in commercial radio. We're a powerful organisation. Now, Penny, how do you think we should go about this? Are you thinking we should take the show to Vegas?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do it.
Yep.
No, wait, then we can't go. So I'm...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, we'd bring her back.
No, you know, we'd fly to Vegas, kidnap her, bring her back for the world famous rooftop.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Yep.
I think pretty good. I think flawless is what you're going for there, Penny.
Thanks, Penny. When we pitch this idea to our boss, we'll say the people are behind it and get audio like that. Jake from Piara Waters, how are you?
Not too bad, mate. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. How pumped would you be about Cher on the world famous rooftop?
I would lose my plot.
Yep.
Your body would. I think a lot of people would. Did you grow up listening to her?
Pardon?
Did you grow up listening to her?
Oh, my mum played it all the time. Oh,
so your mum had come. I mean, we're across all demographics here, guys. Jake.
True. She crosses all demographics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She really does bring people together.
Mm, Jake, how do you think we should get her? Would you be interested in Vegas for Easter?
I'd go to Vegas for Easter for sure.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. No, that's not an invitation, Jake. I think that was just
no.
Do you think it's a,
but why not? Hey,
thanks for the call, Jake. there's a lot of interest there. There's a lot of interest there. I mean, I'll just check with producer Jack. I mean, like you and I have been collaborating extensively on getting the act that we have organised for the world famous rooftop, which is bloody exciting. But sure, I mean, what do you think?
I reckon we can make it happen.
Oh, wow. No, Jack, this you can't.
You have to remember that Jack loves Cher, so I really got him in a weak spot here as well.
Could we potentially really get to Vegas in a weekend and back, though?
Bloody oath.
Like this long weekend?
Bloody oath we could.
Just
seriously, I say we fly today. Show from Vegas tomorrow morning. Unreal. Imagine that, Will. Heidi, Will, and Woody here. We're live from Vegas.
Well, I was just thinking us getting to Vegas for the 4 days and then back, like, so we don't actually have to do a show from there.
For sure, anything is possible.
Yeah, well said, Jack.
I agree.
For sure. Well said.
All right, guys, we're going to go to the news, but we will keep working on this. If you still want to, if you think this is worth our while, though, if you want to see Cher on the world famous rooftop, I mean, 131060 is the number. Blow the phone lines open, people.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the public support.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Hey, Wilbur, we're at a wedding on the weekend.
We were.
You might be able to hear it in our voices. I'm not sure.
Because you were partying all weekend, is that what you're saying?
Me and Will. Look out. You know.
I'm not into that.
No. Both of us
are. You've changed, mate.
Both of us are. Anyway.
I have for the better.
You've grown up.
We're at a wedding,
vegan
Wilbur.
Teetotaler.
Wilbur, and the wedding, get this, the food at the wedding was designed by celebrity chef Shannon Bennett.
Yep.
Who's like, that?
You don't know who Shannon Bennett is?
No.
Celebrities
well,
like
it's very much like he runs and owns Vudemond, which is the restaurant at the top of the Rialto Towers in Melbourne. It's kind of like one of the best restaurants
in
Australia.
Let's
he's
be
on
real.
MasterChef. He's on MasterChef quite a bit. Yeah. He's one of their celebrity guest chefs a lot of the time.
So this wedding was la di da.
Unbelievable. Anyway, let's focus on the fact that Shannon Bennett
insane.
Shannon Bennett did design the menu.
Yep.
Now the bride to be I can say her name, Sal. she was on a plane actually over to Melbourne.
Yeah.
And she was walking through, or she got a glimpse of business class.
Yeah.
And noticed that Shannon Bennett was sitting in business class.
So this is before her wedding in the lead-up.
Yes, this is last week.
Yeah.
Now, she doesn't know Shannon.
Yeah.
And they hadn't actually met, but she thought, you know what? You've designed the menu of my wedding. Yeah. I've got to go and talk to you. I've got to go and say hi to you.
Yeah.
So she wanders over to Shannon and says, hi, Shannon. How are you going? My name's Sally. Listen, I don't want to interrupt you, but I've just got to say thank you so much for designing the menu. It's going to be at the wedding in a couple of days. I'm really excited about it. Anyway, business class is quite tight and quite intimate.
Yeah.
So apparently all of business class starts eavesdropping. It's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. celebrity chef Shannon Bennett's there.
Yeah.
And Sal said to me, the conversation was just great. Like,
with Shannon.
Really intimate, and Shannon was right into the chat. And
oh, that's good.
She couldn't have been happy. She said by the end, the whole business class is watching like, oh, wow, this is incredible.
This is a great moment. Wow.
Anyway, so she's really happy she went over there. And then just before she walked away, Shannon said to her, oh, sorry, before you do go, Sally, I should mention that I'm not Shannon Bennett. I'm actually Neil Perry.
Who's Neil Perry? Oh,
another celebrity chef.
Oh. Oh, my God. I had no idea.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. What a legend for going along with
I
it.
Know. Oh. I know.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
I was in the kitchen on Friday and I was chatting to one of the girls who works here. Mm. She works in sales. Anyway, they had the big Oasis Ball on Friday night.
Yeah, yeah.
The Oasis Ball, fantastic.
The Oasis Ball, lots of agencies and all that kind of stuff. They go along, they all get dolled up. Anyway, delightful. It was like she was justifying to me as she was speaking, and I don't know if she even realised she was doing it, but when I was chatting to her about what she was wearing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was like she was justifying to herself that it was okay to wear the outfit that night because she hadn't been photographed and uploaded it on social media in the past. So no one had seen her in this dress unless they were at the wedding that she was at a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked away and I thought, oh, my gosh, so many people feel the pressure to go out and buy all different outfits because – if you're posting it on social media, you can't be seen in the same outfit twice.
Completely. That's why Court borrows dresses.
Yep.
That's what she does. She doesn't buy them because she goes, oh, it's not worth buying, so I'll wear it once. And then once I get snapped up on, you know, I mean, who knows, spotted in the West Australian, in the gossip section.
Yeah.
I was picked up there on the weekend.
Yeah, we were. I have seen the photo of you laughing, you socialite.
Bang.
You.
And you'll be very quick to notice that I haven't worn that white T-shirt.
No. Lucky.
Before.
Thank God. Thank God.
See, that's what I mean. You
guys
don't
have to worry. That's what I was thinking to myself
before
I went out. No, actually, that is a great point, Hides, because as Woody said earlier in the show, we were at a wedding over the weekend, and as I was putting my tux on, I just remember thinking to myself, this is so great. I don't have to worry about a shirt tie combo, which I normally don't worry about anyway. But the fact of the matter is, you just rent your tux, you whack it on, away you go. Like, all the boys were just ready so much earlier than the girls because, you know, there's all these little different things they've got to worry about, and even the outfit picking. I mean, it was just a case of where's the nearest tux hire place in Perth?
Yeah.
For a girl, it was where's the shop that I can go that I can afford something?
Yeah.
And I haven't worn something there from there before. And I know that a friend of mine isn't wearing something that's from there as well.
And then you've got to get your accessories, then you've got to get your shoes, then you've got to get your nails done, then you've got to get your hair and makeup. But anyway, the list goes on. But I know for me, I don't really, I'm not so bothered. The pressure for me is more like being out in social circles and rocking up to the with the wrong outfit. You know, like on Saturday night, it was cocktail and I was wearing pants.
Oh, no.
You know?
Pants
like,
to a cocktail event.
Yeah.
Ando.
And but, so that's my pressure. So I don't feel it so much on social media. But when I spoke to the girls around the office, they all were in the same boat. Like they all were like, no, I would never wear the same dress more than once. Mm-hmm. So they've got all these outfits sitting in their cupboard.
Of course.
So this is what I want to know on 13 10 60.
Yeah.
Do you feel the pressure to only wear the same outfit once because of social media? And I would love to hear from people who What was I going to say?
There are very people with like wardrobes full of dresses, hides that they're only worn once. So there will be. Trust me, I reckon.
Me and Woody were having 60, a really good discussion about this because he could relate to it.
I sort of get it because I see it with Court, but I know that she hides dresses. But I know there'd be women out there and do call on 13 10 60 that have dresses in their cupboard that they've only worn once, and we're talking $400 dresses.
Yeah, even more
that you wear once, and then you go, well, had a lot of pics on the gram with that bad boy on. Can't wear that ever again.
So give us a call. The pressure that you're feeling about wearing the same dress once because of social media.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
We've got Michelle here from The Vines. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, Michelle. Do you feel this pressure?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you feel this pressure to only wear the same outfit once because of social media?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Oh. I first started with me when I went to my first conference, and I wore a dress there, and then I had another conference probably about 2 months later, and one of my colleagues said, didn't you just wear that last one?
Oh, Burn.
So yours is not even on social media. Yours is just living day to day in your job.
No, but then again, after that, I realised, well, I'm going to get photographed here. And with social media, with my industry, it's well known, obviously. And I work in travel.
Yeah.
And we also have like other media outlets as well that our photos get put on. So it does get noticed. So I thought, no, well, I can't afford to be seen in the same dress twice. So I obviously travel a lot for work and I tend to pick up ball gowns when I'm overseas. I now have a second container with dresses in there because I can't afford to obviously be seen in the same dress.
A sea container?
Yes, a sea container.
So wow. How much do you reckon that's worth?
Jesus.
Probably about, I'd say, close to 80,000 to 90,000 worth of dresses.
What?
Holy hell. Michelle, that is insane. So you're now spending all your money on outfits. Don't you just want to sell some of them? Make some money on the side?
I have thought about that. I have been threatened with that as well.
Sure.
By my family. But, you know, I guess I'm attached to them as well, but
that has literally blown my mind. A sea container full of
You think it's cool,
dresses.
Will?
Yeah, a little bit like Batman, aren't you, Michelle?
Oh, wow. You know? Yeah, you got a bat cave full of dresses.
Yeah, you drive down, put the outfit on before the gala, in the shipping. Is it? Where is it? It's not in your house. It's like obviously, you know, secret location.
Yeah, it's in another place at the moment.
There you go. See what I mean?
Do you Michelle have a man just called Alfred who lives in there and helps you find the dresses?
Thanks for the call, Michelle.
I was just going to ask her what size she is just so that I could see if I needed to borrow in the future. But anyway, she's gone. Hello, Abby.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Okay, Michelle's just blown us away. We're talking about
us away, taking me off my chair. She has.
With her having a sea container full of dresses. We're talking about the pressure of social media, only wearing the same outfit once. Where are you with this?
I definitely feel it. I don't have nearly as big a collection as Michelle does, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I guess it comes a lot from, like, you see girls like Kim Kardashian and people know if they wear the same outfit twice. And if they do, they get absolutely ripped apart for it.
Why? And what's the bad thing about it? Can I just try and get to the crux of what's actually bad about this, apart from being socially shamed?
I guess it's just sort of like, you know, everyone has to be seen to be keeping up with trends and if you're wearing something that's probably a little bit out of season, everyone's like, "Oh, they're behind." And
but who cares? Like, so who's actually caring about that?
We're caring what people think much, aren't we, Abby?
We definitely do. Like my ball dress, my Year 12 ball dress, I wore it for an 18th birthday, like murder mystery party.
Yeah.
And like I posted it on Facebook and got comments like, "Oh, you're wearing your ball dress." It's sort of like a backhanded sort of compliment. And I was just like,
"Wow,
oh." Damn, and like I've found stuff in my wardrobe that I've only worn once, and then a few months down the track, I'm going out and I've gone, "Oh, I've never worn that. I'll wear that."
Yeah,
and I've worn that, and I've gone out, and my friends are like, "Didn't you wear that the last time we went out?" I was like, "Oh, that's awkward."
The thing that it like we caring too much and becoming too materialistic. Like this top I've got on now, I've actually had it for 4 seasons. And I wear it.
Oh, four seasons. Get out of town.
No, 4 years.
Four whole seasons.
4 years.
Oh, 4 years.
4 years. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
But why is it just a female? Like, why is it just a female? Okay. So, for example,
guys in the fashion world would care, but
no. But I mean, like, if you're a bloke who's in a position of power, right? For example, let's go Barack Obama, Donald Trump. Like these people, even like someone like Kim Jong Un, they always wear the same outfit. It's
well,
like a trait.
Kim Jong-un does.
No, he does. He does. He wears that same kit. You know what I'm talking about?
Everyone in his country wears the same kit.
That straight jacket style grey number that he goes to every time.
It's a great jacket.
But like, I feel like people that are often in positions of influence, they've got trademark outfits. Why couldn't you do that as a girl? Why couldn't you just wear the same kit to everything and everyone knows that that's your thing to wear?
Maybe
that'd
I will.
That should be pretty cool. Do you know what I mean?
I'll just continue to wear my outfit that I wore to the Cosmo Awards because, damn, I looked good in that.
What was that, jumpsuit?
Yep, jumpsuit.
Classic Heidi jumpsuit. Classic Ando jumpsuit. But do you know what I mean? Because then you're flipping it on people and they're not expecting a rotation. It's like, oh, yeah, great. There's that number that she wore.
I tried once with those trackies that I wear and you guys torched me. You guys destroyed me pre-show.
That's because they were the most horrific things I've ever seen.
And there you go. This is the problem with the world.
Anyway, you can keep your comments coming in on our Facebook page, Heidi Will and Woody.
The Heidi Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9. Hit 92.9's World Famous Rooftop. We've already started the year with a bang. Come on, be my baby, come on. I'm in love with the shape of you. I'm in love with the shape of you. And in 2017, we want to make it the biggest year for all your faves to hit the roof. Right here in Perth. We've already lined up our next act. Are you ready? He's an Aussie hip-hop star that's toured the globe, most recently in Canada, and we sent Kate to go check it out.
He's such a great performer, and he puts on a really good show. He even let everyone from the show meet him afterwards, which was just incredible.
Now it's your turn to check it out. He's an Aussie. He's a legend. And he's about to hit up the world-famous rooftop at the Bee Shed in Fremantle. Please welcome the one, the only, Alistair David George. Oh, I should probably use his stage name, hey. Please welcome to the world-famous rooftop, Illy.
Illy. Yeah.
Wow, hey, Alistair David George.
I was thinking, who's that?
It's going to be, it's all thanks huge to Beachhead and Fremantle and Murdoch University. Applications submit your semester 2 entry are now open. Those two guys, the people that have come on board to help make this happen, to bring Illy over here. As you just heard, he has performed all over the globe. It is a truly phenomenal show. I mean, I don't really need to talk him up all that much because you hear him everywhere. I mean, not just on our radio station. I mean, he's very popular all across the country. We did very well in an anonymous countdown that we can't mention. I think he probably had 2 songs in that, or maybe even 3.
Songs in the top 50 as well.
Yeah. He was epic.
He's a good bloke as well. He's a legend of a guy.
He's a wonderful dude. We've got a double pass, the first double pass to give away right now, 131060. Illy's album, 2 Degrees, featuring this song, Paper Cuts. And the brand new single, Oh My, is out now. You can get that, or you can see him performing those songs. 131060 on our world famous rooftop down at Beachhead. All thanks to Murdoch Uni. Give us a call if you want the tickets.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Right now, the first double pass.
Huge. Big moment. I mean, I don't know how many of these bad boys we've got to hand out, to be honest, but...
Well, not that many. I mean,
no,
like, the world famous rooftops, they're special gigs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't get this opportunity at a standard gig.
No. But the first double, we've had a lot of calls, Struth Almighty. Gee whiz, the phone's been running hot. Only one double today. And that goes to... Chloe from Adderdale.
Oh my God, thank you, yes.
Yes, girl.
Wait.
You're coming along.
Yes, thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Talk to us.
Congratulations.
How much do you love Illy, Chloe?
Oh, I can't describe that in words.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Really? You're obsessed?
Not too obsessed, but, like, this is probably the most exciting thing to happen all year.
Oh, amazing.
I mean, Chloe, we are talking intimate gig, Beachhead, Fremantle. It's going to be... You can't enjoy Illy like this anymore because he does packed out stadiums now.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very rare intimate appearance, and we are the only show giving away doubles. Ba-boom.
We'll absolutely see you there, Chloe.
Congratulations,
as soon
Chloe
as I heard Illy, I was like, I'm pulling over. I'm like waiting for them to say they're giving away a pass today.
I'm glad that you pulled over, mate. Thank you very much for doing that, as everyone should do when they call the radio station. But there you go, guys. That is, we're going to tell you guys a little bit later on how you can get yourself tickets to that show. It's only on Heidi, Will and Woody that you can, to the exclusive gig down in Beachhead. I know we've been spitballing a few ideas, Woods. I think you said the original one, the one just before, was, what was that?
Is that radio?
Did that one make it through, or has that been...
We can run it past the lawyers. Do you want me to say it, or...
I think you were going for Show Us Your Willy for Illy, which I just don't know if that's going to fly.
What about the girls?
Have we hit a snag there?
Show Us Your Man's Willy for Illy. I mean, you know, there was all sorts of permutations on the idea, but it has been shut down, Will, so we've got 24 hours to think of a new one.
Get back to the drawing board,
and I just want to mention right now, please do not Snapchat us, you Willy for Illy, because that's not...
People do that without encouragement.
It's not the competition.
Guys, it's a huge gig. It's going to be a Beachhead in Fremantle. We'll let you know tomorrow morning exactly how you can get your own tickets to go and see Illy exclusively on our world-famous rooftop here in Perth.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
The Amazon founder,
a guy called Jeff Bezos, founded Amazon, has just obviously liked space travel because he's just said he's going to invest $1.3 billion a year of the company's stock to fund his private space program.
Struth.
Whoa.
It's called Blue Origin. So now there's a few billionaires who are sort of joining in on the big march towards space and those flights which are available. Obviously, Richard Branson's doing it with Virgin. Elon Musk's doing it with SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask you guys, Heidi, Woody, because I know you're a standard consumer that down the track's going to be buying these flights.
Yeah.
So you take the flight, just for everyone playing at home, this will become a reality. I think they're doing it this year with the first couple. You can fly to the edge of outer space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you have what they call, Hides, an anti-grav experience.
Amazing.
Who would you take with you, Ando?
Probably my boyfriend, Griffin.
Yeah, I was going to say, as the thought process.
It's just so we could get a couple of selfies to Gram.
No one saw that.
Hashtag real Heidi.
Imagine that selfie. Seriously, you could probably get a free ticket by just saying you'll Gram it, Hides.
100%. What do you imagine the PR that I could do for them?
Hashtag
on
SpaceX.
Social media.
Oh, God.
What do you reckon you could see from up there, Ando?
Well, you could see the stars.
Good one.
Yeah, obviously.
So, because this is what I wondered. You know, when you go in like a rocket or a spaceship,
is it
glass around the side?
No, absolutely not. The infrastructure wouldn't last.
So when you're really not going to see anything. So it's not going to be that exciting.
They'll have some windows. You're not in a windowless capsule to go and fly above the earth. You've got to be able to see something.
And when you get there, do they just kind of stationary float?
What do you think?
Because they're not really going to be stopping anywhere, are they? There's no
what do you mean?
Fuel up here.
No, you can fuel up at the moon. There's a petrol station on the moon. They put
I watched
one there.
Far too many space movies when
they're
I was younger.
They're not going to what?
No.
Have a petrol station at the top.
Hang on. No, Hodge is right. In all the movies, they go to the Russian spaceship and they fill up with fuel. And they always stuff it up. And the Russian's out there by himself and he's a weirdo.
My favourite show was Spaceballs.
And then things blow up every time. It's like, oh, the goddamn Russians again.
Well, I didn't know if it was the Russians, but my favourite one was Spaceballs. Oh, and, spent a lot of time in space and they could even get Maccas and...
Now, Hodge, run us through Spaceballs, so I'm not...
So it was they used to take the Mickey out of Star Wars.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Yeah, it's so good. But good. So I don't know. I don't know if it would be that enjoyable, to be honest.
So given that you're going out there...
No, now I'm really thinking about it. Like, there's not a stop for Maccas.
You wouldn't
You
wouldn't. What would you like doing with anti-gravity? So you're going out there. You're with Griffo. It's just the two of you, him and his space balls, and it's anti-grav up there. It's anti-gravity.
So you could do whatever you want because you'd just be floating around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, would it be fun if there was heaps of balls in the...
Can we get off balls two seconds?
No,
what would you do? Balls. I mean, space balls.
No, you know those kids' ball pits?
Yes.
How fun would that be if you just dropped one of them in there and
you
got to float around?
A ball pit, mate. It's a rocket.
Yeah, well, then you're not really selling it to me now.
What do you reckon, Hides?
She's flipped again.
Hides, Bali or Bali or space? What are you choosing?
Well, I was going to say Bunbury over space.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw. Available on iTunes or your favourite podcast app.